Chapter 9. Cold. Meg heard her father's voice, and then Calvin's, but not Charles Wallace's. She was very cold, and she could not open her eyes or move.
"She isn't dead,"
said her father's voice. "But I can't speak," thought Meg.
"You got us away from it, Mr. Murray," said Calvin. "But why couldn't it get into our brains?"
"It hasn't fought another brain for many years," said her father's voice. "I said no to it. People don't often say no to it. But I couldn't fight anymore, and I needed to rest. You and Meg came and found me, and I had hope again."
"Why were you on Kamazots?" asked Calvin.
"It was a mistake. I wanted to go to Mars. Tessering isn't easy."
"I can hear Calvin and Father, but not Charles Wallace," Meg thought.
"Can we do anything for Meg?" asked Calvin. "Can we look for help?"
"We can't leave her," said her father. "And we must stay together."
"I know that you were working for the government," said Calvin. "Were you alone?"
"No. There were six of us," said her father. "There were people in other countries, too."
"Did you go to Kamazots alone?"
"Yes, but I wasn't the first person to Tesser. I was the second."
"What happened to the first man?" asked Calvin.
"He Tessered and disappeared," said her father. "We waited for a year for him to come back, or to send a message, but we heard nothing."
"That's terrible," said Calvin. "What did you do?"
"I was frightened, but I wanted to Tesser next, and here I am. I've learned a lot. Listen."
Meg opened her mouth. Her voice was quiet, but her father heard it. She opened her eyes, and she could see her father and Calvin. But where was Charles Wallace?
"Meg," said her father. "Meg, are you all right?"
Meg opened her mouth again. "I can't move," she said. "I'm very, very cold. And where's Charles Wallace?" Her father took her hand.
"Why am I cold?" said Meg slowly. "And where are we?"
"I don't know," said her father. "But we're not on Kamazots. I don't Tesser very well. You're cold because we went through the black thing. It tried to pull you away from me."
"Is this a dark planet?" asked Meg.
"I don't know," said her father.
"Why did you Tesser?" asked Meg.
"He had to," said Calvin. "It got us off of Kamazots."
"And you left Charles Wallace behind?"
"I couldn't take him, Meg," said her father. "It has his brain. We had to leave quickly because it nearly had our brains, too."
"I must go back to Kamazots and get Charles Wallace," said Meg. "You must help me." Meg was unhappy and angry. It had Charles Wallace, and her father was not doing anything. I'll never see Charles Wallace again, she thought. Or Mother and the twins.
Look, said Calvin. He was pointing. Three strange creatures were coming. They each had four arms and very long fingers on each hand. They were very tall, and they had faces, but no eyes, ears, or mouths. They did not have hair, but on their heads there were more things like fingers. The creatures walked up to them, and Meg felt afraid. Calvin stood up.
Good afternoon, he said.
Who are you?
Asked the tallest creature.
We're from Earth, said Calvin. Something went wrong on our journey. Meg, this girl, is very cold, and she can't move.
The smallest creature touched Meg's face softly with its fingers. Meg stopped feeling afraid and began to feel warmer and safer. The creature took her in two of its arms like a baby.
What are you doing? Asked Mr. Murray, standing up.
Taking the child, said the creature.
No, said Mr. Murray. Put her down.
The tallest creature turned its face to Calvin, but it did not look at him because it had no eyes.
Do we frighten you?
It asked.
I'm not sure, replied Calvin, but we'd like to get home to Earth.
Are you from a dark planet?
Asked the middle creature.
No, said Calvin. But the black thing is close to us. We're fighting it.
You're fighting the black thing?
Asked the smallest creature.
Yes, said Calvin. We're trying.
Where have you come from just now?
Asked the tallest creature.
From Camazotz, said Mr. Murray. We don't live there. My youngest son is there. It has his brain.
The three creatures talked together, moving their fingers.
We must take this girl with us, said the smallest creature.
Can you help her?
Asked Mr. Murray.
Maybe, but the black thing is very dangerous, and we must work quickly.
Can I stay with her?
Asked Mr. Murray.
No, but you'll be near her. You need to sleep and to eat.
Meg felt safe in the creature's arms. These creatures are strange, but I'm sure that they're good, she thought. I trust them. Soon, she was sleeping. Meg woke up on a bed in a dark cave. She was warm and comfortable. She could see some creatures near her. Father didn't save me, she thought. These creatures saved me. Then a creature was next to her.
Are you all right? Are you warmer?
It asked. I'm fine, Meg said, and she tried to sit up.
No, don't move, said the creature. You aren't well.
Where are Father and Calvin? Asked Meg.
They're eating and resting,
said the creature.
We don't think that you three are dangerous. So we're going to help you, but it won't be easy.
Why is it so dark here? Asked Meg.
What is dark?
Asked the creature.
What is light? Your father and Calvin ask the same questions. It's dark on your planet because it's night, but we can't see the stars, they say. But on our planet, we know that there are stars in the sky without seeing them. What is seeing?
Seeing? Asked Meg. I can't explain.
We don't see things, but we understand them,
said the creature. Meg suddenly remembered her brother. Charles Wallace, she cried. What are my father and Calvin doing for him? What's it doing to him? Please help us.
Of course we'll help you,
said the creature.
Your father is a great man, and we understand that little Charles Wallace is special, but it's not easy to go through the black thing to Kamazots.
But we can't leave him, said Meg.
We won't,
said the creature.
But you're very tired, and you must rest again. Eat a little of this.
The food was very good. What's your name? Meg asked the creature.
I don't have a name. You can give me one,
it replied. Meg thought for a minute and then said, Ant. I'll call you Ant. Can you sing to me, Ant? Ant's song was soft and beautiful, and soon Meg was sleeping. Meg woke again, and the creature was still there.
How are you?
Ant asked. I feel wonderful, said Meg. Ant, what is this planet?
It's Ixchel. We're near Kamazots, but we're fighting the black thing. Do you want to see your father and Calvin?
Yes, please. They walked through dark corridors and came to a large hall with a big stone table in the middle. There were some creatures around the table, and Calvin and Mr. Murray were there too.
Meg, are you okay?
Her father asked. Yes, I'm much better.
We're making a plan to bring Charles Wallace here, said her father. I tessered from Kamazots, but I made too many mistakes, and I can't tesser back there.
Meg did not speak. Everything felt terrible again.
Mrs. Who's glasses brought us here, said her father, but the black thing broke them.
He looked at the creatures around the table.
Our friends here can tesser, but they can't tesser to a dark planet.
Have you talked to Mrs. What's-It? Asked Meg.
Not yet, said her father.
But you must, shouted Meg.
Don't be angry,
Aunt said, putting her arm on Meg.
That doesn't help. And be patient. Tell me about Mrs. What's-It and her two friends.
They wear strange clothes, said Meg, and...
Don't talk,
said Aunt.
Think about them. Remember that we can't see.
Meg stopped talking, and she thought about Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch tessering. Ant started to understand a little. Calvin was helping, too. Suddenly, there was a loud voice in the hall.
We are here!